Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Natasha Caputo, who's the director of Westchester County Tourism and Film. That's in New York. And if you grew up in Westchester, as I did, you'll realize there are a lot of things to do, see, eat, stay in Westchester County. And we're going to find out about all this because in the context of now, the new trend is, we hope, domestic tourism. So if you're a travel advisor, one of the best things you can do now is work on trips that are close by. And if you're in the New York area, Westchester is a great place to visit. We're going to find out all about Westchester and more from Natasha on Insider Travel Report. Now, Natasha, first of all, hello, and how are you and where are you?
Hello. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. I am sitting in my office in White Plains, New York.
So you are in your office. That's an achievement. I assume you were sheltering at home for a long time too.
We were. We did work. We're back in since June 15th or so as essential. And we are in the county seat for Westchester County, the county building here. And we have a staggered work week. We're a small team, lean and mean, I say, but we're open and we're here working with all of our travel partners.
That's great. Now, from your perspective, what makes Westchester so special, perhaps for a domestic getaway, long weekend, for New Yorkers or other visitors coming from nearby states?
I think that's a great question. We are so well positioned for travelers from New York and other regions not affected by the current state travel advisory. You know, we are following the guidelines that our governor has put forth for all of us. But our unique landscape, our diverse background across the four corners of Westchester. You have a very northern rural area. I always say we're the urban and suburban. We have some big cities. We have the Long Island Sound to the east and the Hudson River and our picturesque river towns and very different settings throughout Westchester County. So it's multiple visits.
Well, I have a little bit in my heart for the river towns because I grew up in Hastings, one of the river towns, and I lived for a long time in Irvington, and they are perfectly lovely. And then, of course, I have traveled all over the county, though not everywhere. I got to admit, I've been to Europe more times than I've probably been to northern Westchester. But this is the kind of thing where you can rediscover and discover those places. And, of course, for our viewers, they're saying, well, yeah, sure, go on a domestic getaway. But how the heck can I make some money doing this? Because, normally a lot of travel advisors don't book a lot of domestic travel. Right. So there are some really nice hotels and resorts in Westchester County that they can book, correct?
And I also want to add, if I may, we're border New York City, so yeah. Our beloved city. So the transportation, the infrastructure, sure. Our travel advisories, it really is easy to visit and explore the county. You know, it's accessible by many ways. And we're looking for outdoor adventures and big, wide open spaces that feel comfortable and safe and can allow for social distancing. And the good news for Westchester is that we're very fortunate to have that in abundance, as I mentioned, and very different backdrops of that, where our parks, our trails, our big, open spaces, the activity you can do on the river or on the Sound Shore. We can do groups and or individual travel to do sailing and sailing school on the Sound Shore.
In that vein, what are some of the big natural attractions in Westchester? Obviously, the Sound and obviously the river and, hiking along the river. I mean, a lot of us grew up walking the aqueduct, which is the great waterway that actually used to bring water directly into New York City. And now you can walk the very top of it for multiple miles. I was on the Hastings High School cross country team, so I got to run it a few times, which sometimes is, yeah, but it is a great place. And then you can do the same over in the Sound. And then there's some wonderful parks in the northern part of Westchester, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, and there are some of our historic locations that we have. We have John Jay Homestead in the northern part of Westchester that has great trails, beautiful gardens. We have Carramore Center for Music and Arts right in Katona on a scenic byway, not far from a very, quaint town that you could do outdoor dining and do some retail shopping. But you know, in addition to our trails, I always say Westchester has from the amateur to the enthusiast, right? You could do the trails, you could do cycling on them, but you could do a very leisurely stroll in one of our beautiful gardens. We are home to Untermeyer Garden in Yonkers, overlooking.
I've been there. I know that well. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. And talk about Insta shots and Instagrammable moments there. Tarrytown Riverwalk. We have our beautiful Mario Cuomo Bridge, and that walkway is now open between.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. My son actually walked about half of it, although he said it's a long hike. It's about 3 miles, I think, or something. But it sounds wonderful, and that bridge is beautiful.
And in addition to that, there's some beautiful public art along the way with some spots. So it's, you know, you can really take your time and enjoy that Hudson River and enjoy the view.
And just on that side too, and I'll probably steal your thunder there a bit. There are all these wonderful historic houses, you know, like Lyndhurst and Phillipsburg Manor, and of course the Rockefeller Estate. These are some incredible places. I'm not sure if they are open to the public yet. I know the grounds may be though.
Yes, and Sunnyside, Washington Urban.
Sunnyside, how can I forget that?
Sunnyside has reopened, and it's ready to welcome visitors. So is the, I'm going to ask you, maybe James doesn't know this, the Armour Steiner Octagon House in Austin.
I know that very well, in Irvington, actually, yes.
In Irvington. Thank you for correcting me.
Well, no, because I walk by it all the time. It's a beautiful house, and if it's open now for viewing, I think you have to make an appointment sometimes to get in there.
Yes.
But then all those things, and you reminded me about Sunnyside, which is where the famous author Washington Irving, after which Irvington is named, lived. And he, of course, wrote some incredible pieces of work like The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and, you know, The Headless Horseman and all these wonderful things that are part of the river towns.
Yes. And also, I think what's been really appealing and open to visitors is a lot of our historical arts and cultural taking art to outside. So in Peekskill, the Hudson Valley MoCA, which remains closed but has mapped out all the public art, and that's also along the river. There's some great ice cream shops, bicycle rentals, kayaking, all very doable, again, for all various, you know, whether you're an amateur or enthusiast.
Well, let's get back to the question I was starting to ask about places to stay. And indeed, there's some wonderful 4- and 5-star properties. And yeah, there are a lot of the nice chain hotels in Westchester. And in fact, there is a Ritz-Carlton in White Plains, although I don't think it's open quite yet. I think it's still another few weeks. But there are some, there's actually a new one. And tell us about this latest one. You were telling me earlier about it up in Peekskill.
So our newest property overlooking the Hudson and Peekskill is the Abbey Inn and Spa, which just recently opened its door. It's a former nun convent that has been transformed into a luxury boutique hotel featuring 42 very different, distinct rooms and suites with an all-service spa and a farm-to-table restaurant. It's a Mediterranean-inspired menu that really will just impress even the finickiest and pickiest, you know, traveler out there. So it really is aimed to please. It's located on the historic Fort Hill where Washington's army set up a lookout post in the Revolutionary War. So it's got a lot of good offerings that won't disappoint.
Well, I'm looking forward to visiting. It's every time, you know, there are not too many places of that kind that open like that. I know I've spent time, there's the famous Castle, which has a great restaurant, and that's a very small inn. It's in Tarrytown. It actually is a castle that was reconstructed on top of a hill, and I think Equus is the restaurant.
And then there's also
Tarrytown House, which has some wonderful places, and then if I call in, was it Richard Gere has a place too, right?
Right. So I do want to note for everyone that the Castle Hotel and Spa has, because of COVID, had suspended operations.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think they'll come back online till, sometime next year. We have Bedford Post Inn, which is owned by Richard Gere, and that's 8-room luxury inn with a yoga studio, 2 restaurants, again, a very farm to table. When we talk about Westchester's abundance, you know, one of my big surprises, I've been down board now for a number of years in promoting Westchester, is the acreage of workable farmland that's here. And many of the restaurateurs, if they don't have a small garden or herb garden or farm, they are all local products here in Westchester, including something like Bedford Post Inn. The Tarrytown House has been, as you know, the 1800s. It's over 26 acres overlooking the Hudson River. It's definitely a beautiful blend of old and new. They have beautiful gardens. They have different buildings. You can enjoy on-site activities, tennis, outdoor swimming, take in all of the local attractions. You mentioned Lyndhurst. Lyndhurst isn't far from there. The Tarrytown Riverwalk isn't far from there. Sunnyside, Washington Irving's home. Mm-hmm. So you can certainly relax, rest food, take in the, again, these wide open spaces, you know, and just a place to recharge.
Yeah, well, actually, we did a video with the general manager, actually the owner of Tarrytown House last year, and they had just opened a new Asian restaurant, which is quite sustained, and we stayed in the one of the mansions, because there's actually 2 mansions on property, and it is, it's funny, because I grew up in the area, and I never remember it being that impressive. It was a conference center for a long time. It still is to some extent. It's also a place to have weddings and things like that, but it's a wonderful place. And, you know, all these places are, you know, just a stone's throw from New York City and most places. And so why not come up and stay a long weekend and, drive around, you know, especially in the fall, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a place for leaf peeping. And the name of the restaurant's Goose Feather. By Chef Gail Taldi, excuse me. Yeah, and it's Cantonese. And they have also have beautiful outdoor space. So it's a real dining experience. You have, you know, you can eat now with the indoor dining. You can have your fire pits outside. They have specialty cocktails. Again, all very local,
And then we were talking about places with farm to table type of stuff, and I'm not sure if it's open, and maybe you know better. The one that's in the Rockefeller Estate, Blue Hill.
Blue Hill. Yeah. Currently, Blue Hill is not, but you can go on. I can definitely do a follow up and send you the link. You can do menus to go and delivery, and they have all of the ingredients from Stone Barns Center for Food and Agriculture with your directions, and enjoy a prepared meal.
Well, that's great, and I can't wait till they reopen at some point, because that's one of those dining experiences that everybody should do with like a 10-course meal.
We have a great dining program that's going to be in August. I mean, it's right around the corner from the planning. We have very popular, similar to Restaurant Week, it's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And the new initiative now in August to promote all of our eateries is Time to Dine. And those dates will be from August 17 through the 30th, with over 100 local restaurants offering special promotions and very, you know, specially designed menus around this time. And, you know, we're eager, again, we're all looking for what's familiar, and food is something that's familiar and comfortable and good. It's a nice outing, and so we're looking forward to that.
No, it should be well. And that leads me actually into another question, because there are a lot of activities and celebrations coming up. I know you're promoting Halloween. There are Halloween festivals. Now, question I have, I guess, for you is how many of these will occur? You know, because there's some wonderful ones north of Tarrytown, there's a jack-o'-lantern festival north of that, and some other things, and it's become Halloween in this county is a holiday. Everyone comes and enjoys it. I guess the question is this year, how much of it will be available?
And it's a great question. I think I don't have the magic eight ball. I think, you know, we all really are going to adhere to the governors and the public health officials. Historic Hudson Valley, if you go, it's all up on their website, looking for hopefully August sometime to sell tickets for the Great Jack-O-Lantern Blaze. It'll look a little differently. That blaze, though, is very much more of a public outdoor exhibition, you know, of pumpkins that are carved. So there is the social distancing. They already have the time tickets. So we anticipate that that's something that we'll be working with to promote and welcome, you know, and so folks can see it's over 7,000 pumpkins.
That I know. I've seen it. It's incredibly impressive. And then there's another one I always like was there's a kind of a haunted walk in Phillipsburg Manor that you can take that is definitely scary. People jump out at you. Whether that can happen this year, we'll see, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Horseman's Hollow is still tentative. I don't have an answer for that, but we do expect to see, you know, we have beautiful farms and apple picking. Our farmers markets are all open. We encourage that you go online and make your reservations to visit. And again, I think those outdoors where we're seeing, whether it's the sailing or the kayaking and the biking and the walks, and along your routes, we are updating all of our itineraries that we posted on visitwestchesterny.com of things to do along your stroll or along your hike and your walk and trying to make that a little bit easier for the traveler.
Well, and that's great to celebrate. And I believe you also have a pretty big golf tournament coming up too, though I guess the question is, can you go and see it or not? The golfers will be there because their golfing is back, but I'm not quite sure of the spectators.
No spectators, unfortunately, but, you know, we are more cautious than not. With the U.S. Golf Association, just with the governor, announced last week that it will take place in September. It will air on NBC and the Golf Channel. So, you know, we encourage tune in to take those views of Westchester County and to inspire you to plan a trip.
Any other festivals or activities we should know about?
We do have at Lyndhurst slated for the fall, the arts and crafts. They have a very big outdoor. That'll be by reservations also. And we can send you the dates, and that'll be on the visitwestchesterny.com website.
And I think you also have, you know, normally in Lyndhurst and other places, there are a lot of music opportunities to hear music. And I'm not quite sure whether those are going ahead now or not.
Yeah, I haven't seen the schedule yet for the jazz series. I mentioned Caramore. Caramore has nice outdoor programming on music as well. But, you know, one of the things that I would suggest to consider is that we really have emerged as a hub for craft beverage, and we have many hot spots, including, you know, Captain Lawrence Brewery in Elmsford with their outdoor beer. You know, they have a big open space. In Peekskill, we have Wolf and Warrior, Sing Sing Kill, so River Outpost, and that is, you know, again, something to take in the fall.
No, that's great. Now, for our travel advisor viewers who are kind of contemplating putting together an itinerary for their clients, and obviously we've talked about some of the hotels they can stay in, the inns, and some of the places they can go and enjoy. But is there a place, a resource you may have for them to help them create these programs and itineraries for their clients?
Yes, absolutely. So each of our properties do have negotiated agent rates available. In addition, we here at Westchester County Tourism and Film can act as a resource and a conduit to work with agents or travel groups to create those itineraries and make those connections. And that we've been very successful with that. And you know, I always say we're an extension of everyone's team because we want to make, you know, help and assist in the business.
Well, I know. And in fact, you just reminded me of something because you also oversee the film part of Westchester County. And there are many movies that have been made in Westchester County. A lot of times when sometimes they don't think it's Westchester County, but they've made locations even in my old hometown of Hastings and Irvington. They've had film, some pretty significant films that have been filmed all over the place. And I'm sure right now there may not be quite as many films being done right at the moment, but hopefully they'll get back to it. So we can see that just being north of New York City, a lot of film locations end up being here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are the backdrop to many of the episodic series that are either streaming or you're watching on TV for sure. You know, mentioned Hastings, Irvington, Sarah Jessica Parker with Divorce has been, you know, really popular. Girl on the Train. We've had The Irishman was filmed here. We've had, you know, gosh, it's just, if we, we really are, again, when I say our diverse backdrop, our close proximity to New York City, a spot and a stage for filming. So we're in moving forward. We're hopeful that will all pick up in September, October.
Well, maybe you should do an itinerary to do film locations in Westchester, and people can drive around and see where things were made.
That's a great idea. I'd like to work on that with someone.
There you go. Well, and my apologies, because I know a little bit about the Westchester County, although I don't know everything. Obviously, you've told me a lot of new stuff that I didn't know, and now I got to go try out. But is there anything else you'd like to tell our travel advisors out there? We have about 100,000 of them we go to about booking. And, of course, most of these will be probably people in New York or somewhere in the tri-state area about Westchester County and the possibilities they can find here.
Well, I definitely think joining us on our social media, Westchester County Tourism, on Instagram and Facebook. And I don't know if it's possible, by all means, you could share my email address directly.
We can put that on in the descriptor. We can do that.
We're currently working on themed travel itineraries and want to make sure that our resources are put forth and really help make that. And currently in the uncertainty that we're in, you know, feel free. I mean, that's what I'm here for, to kind of make all of that. But as I mentioned earlier, Westchester County Travel and Tourism is a $2 billion industry across all the sectors. You know, the good news for Westchester is our, you know, attributes, our diversity, our landscape. But I always say we don't lack the travel product. We go across from food and beverage to the varied accommodations. You know, we have a regional airport. You know, you talk about leaf peeping. Wings Helicopter offers the best view up on these helicopters looking at the fall foliage. You know, we have boats on the water for like Trinity Cruises. So I just recommend to use myself and my team as a resource, our website, so we can start planning the programs for their clients.
Oh, that's great. And again, it's been great to see you and to learn more about my own county. It is a wonderful place to start creating these domestic travel bookings. And if you're in New York, you don't have to worry about any quarantine or anything else. You actually can maybe Westchester is putting in a quarantine for New Yorkers now. I don't know, but not quite yet, luckily.
No, not yet. I mean, I think that even within the entire state, New York State, you know, I feel that for us to come together and kind of do this intra-traveling is what's going to help the travel and tourism on the rebound. And as we all continue to reopen and we all experience what's in our own backyards and work with travel advisors and agents and bookings, I think that's slowly but surely. I say it's going to be a slow and steady road, but we don't lack the product, and we really do have some great tourism partners here.
Well, Natasha, thank you for taking the time to talk about Westchester County. Again, a great place, but not everybody rush here, because then we don't want to get things too crowded, right? But actually, there's no way, because we have wonderful space and, as you mentioned, some wonderful natural attractions. And you can really discover some great things up here. So again, thank you very much. It was great to see you.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.